Getting physical has become a national obsession over the years, with ads for gyms and workout gadgets. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill has just been told to eat less or move more.
I had my annual physical recently with my primary and cardiologist. I weigh more than I should, about 25 pounds worth. Both advised I must eat less and exercise more. I find the recommendation, eat less, particularly hard to hear. When the doctor holds up one hand, points to the palm of it, and with the other hand inscribes a tiny circle, indicating this should be the size of the portions I need to be eating, I despair. His hands look so tiny, like a doll's. How could he expect so much from me when he promises so little? No way. Both physicians recommended more exercise, one advising specifically that walking 1 hour a day was best. This did not please me that much either, but I could get behind exercise far more than the starvation diet that the cardiologist was suggesting. I settled on exercise. Far better to burn those calories away in exercise than never to have savored them at all. Why just waste their sweetness? And then, too, the calories I consumed would be gone, unavailable to others, and couldn't compromise anyone else's health. Actually, I'd be protecting others from themselves. Am I trying to avoid the issue of eating less by exercising more? Yes. Only now I have a slick rationale. The great essayist Montaigne knew all about mind games. He wrote, quote, "Virtue will not be followed except for her own sake, and if we sometimes borrow her mask for some other purpose, she promptly snatches it from our face." Unquote. A recovering alcoholic who enjoyed an otherwise successful 30-year sobriety told me this. In early phases of recovery, he played mind games on himself. He'd go into a bar and order 6 shots of bourbon. He had learned this cardinal rule from AA, never take that first drink. He didn't. Instead, he'd order 6 shots, drink the 6th shot, the last one placed on the bar, and when he had downed that, to the first, he left it, then ordered 6 more, again, drinking the 6th one the bartender put on the bar, but never taking the 1st one. By the time he was wasted, he had 8 shots left on the bar, having left only the 1st ones he correctly boasted that he never drank. My challenge is exercise. What about a rainy day, or an extremely cold day, or one of those hot and sultry days on the shore that can melt macadam on the roads? Then my unruly mind and its perverse wishes will begin plotting to defeat my resolve. "Be sober, be vigilant," writes Peter in his first epistle, "for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour." It's not the roaring lion I'm worried about, it's the whisper of temptation. In the interests of full disclosure, I should mention that my wife Jo copy edits my manuscripts for publication. She rarely challenges content, just cleans them up. She took issue with the number I claimed I was overweight. Normally, she's a great editor, although she can get picky about details. I stay resolutely focused on the big picture. George Merrill on the shore.